Informationen.
St. John 17. Jesus raised his eyes to heaven in prayer and said, Father, the hour has come. I do not ask you to take them out of the world, but that you keep them and protect them from the evil one. Set them apart in the truth for your purposes and make them holy, for your word is truth. I have given to them the glory and honor which you have given me, that they may be one, just as we are one. Jesus prayed for me. Jesus prayed for me. Jesus prayed for me. He cares. Prayed for me. Jesus prayed for me. He prayed for me. In his love, for I know the response to his prayer is already answered above. Yes, Jesus prayed. He prayed for me, 'cause he cares.
And on answered pleas fall. But there is one who prays. The answer never fails. His name is Jesus, and he prayed for me, me, me.
Pray.
He prayed.
Jesus prayed for me.
Oh, he covered me.
Jesus prayed.
my God is. He's my all in all. God, He is. He's my light in darkness. God, my God, He is my all in all. God, He is. He's my joy in time of sorrow. God, my God is. He's my all in all. God, my all in all. God is the joy and the strength of my life. He removes all pain, misery, and strife. He promised to keep me, never to leave me. He'll never, never fall short on His word. I'm gonna fast. Stay in the narrow way and keep my life clean every day. I wanna go with Him when He comes back. I've come too far. Can we do that again? God is the joy. God is the joy and the strength of my life. He removes all pain, misery, and strife. He promised to keep me, never to leave me. He'll never, never fall short on His word. I'm gonna fast and pray, stay in the narrow way, and keep my life clean every day. I wanna go with Him when He comes back. I've gone too far and I've never turned back. Joy and the strength of my life. He removes all pain, misery, and strife. He promised to keep me, never to leave me. He never, never falls short on His word. I'm gonna fast, pray, stay in the narrow way, and keep my life clean every day. I wanna go with Him when He comes back. I've gone too far and I'll never turn back. God is a joy. God is the joy and the strength of my life. He removes all pain, misery, and strife. He promised to keep me, never to leave me. He'll never, never fall short on His word. I'm gonna fast and pray, stay in the narrow way, and keep my life clean every day. day. I wanna go with him when he comes back. I've come too far and I'll never turn back.
Apostle Dr. Faith Walters received the call from the Lord to begin a ministry that would empower individuals for success in the kingdom of God.
And Lord God, we thank you for being such a great God. Thank you for being a loving God, a gracious God.
Welcome to Women and Men of Excellence Outreach Ministries, located in Mount Vernon, New York, and online at wamo.org. Join Apostle Dr. Faith Walters live on Sundays and Wednesdays at 2 p.m. for divine service, empowerment, worship, prayer, words of encouragement, Bible education, fellowship, and more. This broadcast is a production of WAMO Media Network. Thank you for joining us. If you want to support this ministry, please subscribe, like, share this video, and leave a comment. It's easy and will cost you nothing. If you want to donate, please visit www.wamo.org/give. You can watch our services via our website, live.wamoe.org, on television via Carib Vision at caribvision.tv, and on the YouTube and Facebook apps.
You're worthy, Jesus. We exalt you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus.
Good morning. Good afternoon. Good evening. Wherever you're listening from, God bless you on today. Praise the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you so much for joining in on this day. Another beautiful day that the Lord has made, and we are rejoicing in it. We are dancing, we are singing, we are clapping our hands. We got our hands up in the air, act like we don't care. Hallelujah, that we are alive this morning, that our beautiful eyes have opened, praise God, and be able to move about. We thank the Lord for that, and we bless the name of Jesus. Whatever you used to move about, whether it's your legs, a wheelchair, a push chair, whatever it is you use, a cane, whatever it is to move about, thank the Lord we can move. Praise the name of the Lord. And we are grateful whatever he allows us to have. And the fact that he allowed us to sleep through the night. Holy Spirit of God, whatever time we go to bed and we're breathing and our brains are working through the night, beautiful. And I just keep reminiscing and just keep thinking about how intricately designed we are made. And so grateful to El Elyon, the Most High God. So grateful to Jehovah Jireh, our provider. So grateful to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. So grateful to the great I am, the lily of the valley, the bright and morning star, the marvelous, the gracious, the wonderful. Oh, bless God. Hallelujah. The caring, the loving. Hallelujah. Most precious one, his son, Jesus Christ, that came to the world, walked among us, performed miracles. He died on the cross so we can be free from sin. He came as a redemption for sin. And we are so grateful for the gift that God has given us through Jesus Christ, which is the gift of salvation. Jesus paid it all for us. And we are so grateful and so thankful for everything. And we bless God today. Thank you, everyone, for joining in to this broadcast. And I just want to let you know you are special in God's sight. And this, again, indeed is a wonderful day for you to give God glory, honor, and praise, and to tell him how thankful you are for giving you another day. Yesterday is gone, but today is a day where we can do great wonders for him, and we bless him today. So welcome, 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 everyone in our social media networks, everywhere you are listening, whether it's now or later. Thank you so much for being a part of this great move of God. I want to give a special welcome to Joseph joining to the platform. Nairia Abby, hope I'm pronouncing it right. Timothy York, praise God. Yumi Worship, God bless you. Amen. Thank you so much. Bless the name of the Lord. Yumi Radio as well. Praise the name of Jesus. Thankful to you that you have began the journey of the day, began this day with us. Thank you so much. And bless God for those who will be joining later on as we move into our Bible reading. And it's taken from Psalm 84. And we'll be reading from the New King James Version. As we get into our devotion, Psalm 84, it reads as thus. Verse 1, how lovely is your tabernacle, O Lord of hosts. My soul longs, yes, even faints for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh cry out for the living God. Even the sparrow has found a home, and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may lay her young. Even your altars, O Lord of hosts, my King and my God. Blessed are those who dwell in your house. They will still be praising you. Hallelujah. Blessed is the man whose strength is in you. Praise God, whose heart is set on pilgrimage. As they pass through the valley of Baca, they make it a spring. The rain also covers it with pools. They go from strength to strength. Each one appears before God to Zion. O Lord God of hosts, hear my prayer. Give ear, O God of Jacob. O God, behold our shield and look upon the face of your anointed. for a day in your courts, yes, is better than 1,000. I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of the Lord than dwell in the tents of wickedness. I'm going to say that again. For a day in your courts is better than 1,000. I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than dwell in the tents of wickedness. Bless the name of Jesus. Oh, bless the name of Jesus. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from those who walk uprightly. O Lord of hosts, blessed is the man who trusts in you. And the word of the Lord is always and so beautifully blessed. And we thank the Lord today for these words, this psalm. This psalmist is truly giving honor to the Most High God. Hallelujah. And he says he's blessed in dwelling in the house of God. You can't lose anything, Holy Spirit of God. You can't lose when you are flowing in the Lord. Hallelujah. The psalmist, he longed for the courts of the Lord. Hallelujah. Bless the name of Jesus. And he has claimed my heart and my flesh cry out for the living God. Hallelujah. So we worship it's not just going to church and singing songs. Worship is crying off your soul to God, the desire to be with him, praise him, and hear his voice. Yes, we need the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Without him, our soul experiences spiritual turbulence, spiritual upheaval. We go through so much challenges when we don't connect to the Lord. We endure more things. If you miss a day, I miss a couple of days of not praying, oh my God, your mind is going crazy. Oh, I remember times when I didn't take the time to pray before I left for work, and because I was rushing and I got to work and I still forgot to pray, and all hell was breaking loose in my classroom. Oh my goodness, everything was happening. And the voice said to me, you did not pray this morning. So praying to the Lord, communicate with him early in the morning before I stepped out of my house was something that I did, something I did continuously. It was a lifestyle. I had to make that connection with the Lord so he could guide my day. So if I got into a hurry and I didn't remember to pray, I had to stop and give him glory. I have to stop and give him honor. And after I did that, everything started falling into place. Yes, it happened so quickly. Just taking that time out of your day to give him glory, honor, and praise. This psalmist knows and believes it's a beautiful thing to do that. You know, and I love the one that it says. He says, for a day in your courts is better than 1,000 days. Yes, yes, yes. Rather be staying in the house of the Lord, hanging at the door of the Lord, than to dwell in the tents of wickedness, hanging out with people that ain't doing right, doing things that are unseemly, going out in a neighborhood hurting people. You know, he said he'd rather be with the Lord. He'd rather spend time in the presence of God, talking to him, reveling in his glory, reveling in his honor, reveling in everything he has to offer, than hanging out with the gangs, hanging out with people who going around making menace in their neighborhood, causing ruckus in the neighborhood. You don't want to dwell in that type of wickedness. He'd rather be in the presence of God, and doing what the Lord desired to do, fulfilling the plan and the purpose for our lives. So God can get the glory out of it, you know? And that last verse says, actually, verse 11, for the Lord is a sun and a shield. He's a protector. Lord, we give grace and glory. Grace is unmerited favor from the Lord. Unmerited love that he gave through his son, Jesus Christ. Yes. Hallelujah. And no good thing will he withhold from those who walk according to his purpose. You walk uprightly. You walk according to his purpose and his will. He's not going to hold nothing from you. You delight yourself in him according to Psalm 37, verse 4, and he will grant you the desires of your heart. So it don't matter how long it takes, because time to the Lord is but a second. For us, it could be years. You know, we're waiting for, let's go with that, we're waiting days, months, years. But when the Lord swoops in and he answers our prayer, it's only a second for him. Because sometimes waiting is important. We got to learn some patience. Maybe we need to learn some of those things. That's why the Lord sometimes take a while to honor our desires. You know, because some of us, if we, he had given us what we asked for when we say we needed it, we didn't know, we wouldn't know what to do with it. You know, but God knows it all. He knows what we need in the right timing. He operates. Yes, he does. He operates in timing. And that's so beautiful of him. He knows exactly what we need at any given time. So we should not stop asking, according to Matthew 7, verses 7 to 8. Keep on asking, he said. Keep on knocking. Keep on seeking. Don't give up. Don't stop. Don't give up hope. Because once there's life, there is always hope. Keep on asking him. One day, you will get it when you least expect it. So continue to trust God. Continue to hold on to him. No matter what it feels like, even if you're having a bad day, lift up your hands and praise him. It will do wonders for your life. Even if you feel everything is falling down around you, nothing, everything that goes wrong is going wrong today. But stop and say, hallelujah, praise Jesus. That's all right. You never know what the hallelujah can do. Hey, hey. Hey, you, Jesus, I need help. I don't know what else I could do, God. I'm going to call upon you right now. I know you go answer the prayer. I know you listening to me. I know wherever you are, Jesus, handle this situation. Thank you, Lord. He's got it. He's got it. And he make you feel so good. Yes. And yeah, I tell you. And man, get up and start a dancing, kicking up your feet, get all silly and jiggy with it. Uh-huh. Oh, yes. Let the enemy know, hey, I'm not going to let you dance on my parade. I'm not going to let you stop me from feeling good today. Yes, all hell may be breaking loose, but guess what? My soul is happy and I'm dancing. And even if I ain't got no feet right now to dance, that's all right. My limbs are gone. But in my body, in my mind, I'm going to dance. I'm going to find something to twinkle, something. Oh, Jesus, if I got my hands alone, I'm going to shake him. Hallelujah. And if I don't even have those, I could do it in my mind. Hallelujah. Nobody can take that from you. So whatever it is you have, give God glory. Whatever you have asked to on your body, whatever it is, give God glory. Because in everything, give him thanks.
even if it's good, bad, and ugly. Give him thanks. Because God, the Bible does say, in everything, give him thanks. So it don't make no difference. Because we can't go through life thinking that life is smooth. Oh, no. No, no, no. Life is not smooth. Life is not a bed of roses. If that's what you think it is, then honey, you are quite mistaken. Life got bumps in the road, you know, and those bumps are help to get us better and to get us right. And we just thank God for today, even for the bumps. Yes, we thank God for even the challenges that we face. Yes. Yes, even the things that we go through from time to time. Our children are acting up. We just got to give God thanks. It could be worse. You know, we always say we're going through things and we find out somebody's life is worse off than us. So just give God glory. Don't worry about anything. Just hold on to Jesus, because especially in these times, we just got to hold on even more. It's unfortunate today. I have bad news in a little town of Mount Vernon, New York, that yet another tragedy of a young man. I believe he's 14 years old. He lost his life a few days ago right in front of his apartment building. It was 10:30 in the morning. I don't know what he was doing out there instead of being in school. But whatever it is, he was at the wrong place at the wrong time. And he lost his life. I remember Kayla Green in April 2022. She lost her life as well. Holy Spirit of God. So these young girls and young boys are losing their lives in this little town. Little town got so much violence, so much uproar, because a lot of our young people, there's not much to do here, you know. But saints, as you pray in your private time, don't forget this little town that Apostle Faith lives in, Mount Vernon, New York, has a lot of stuff going on. And I do what I can through the ministry. I spread the word of God as much as possible. But still, we can do more. Pray for our clergy in our town. Pray that they will go more out in the highways and the byways and not just inside their buildings. Many people just in their buildings. Yes, the ministry, WAMU Ministry, Women and Men of Excellence, Outreach Ministry, we're out in the street as much as possible, even sometimes in the cold. But everybody likes to be inside their warm buildings and not realizing sometime being out in the street, be having church in your parking lot. Because even though people may not be coming into the building, they're in their houses and they're listening. I remember when I had my first home in Mount Vernon, when I moved from Yonkers to, thank you, Holy Spirit, that I moved to Mount Vernon. I was on Millington Street. I'm at a different location now, but in my backyard, when I started the ministry, I would come out in the summertime and I would have my tent out, and there were not many people sitting in the pews, but it's okay. I had chairs, but a few people are sitting there. But even if nobody was there, I would sit there underneath that tent and open up, get that microphone and begin to pray a prayer over the neighborhood. And my voice, as people would tell me, they would hear me praying for them, praying for my neighborhood, praying. Because up the street where I lived on that block, there was an apartment building and there were all kind of stuff going on. Guys, I would minister to on the street corner, because I would leave my house after I had my little service and I would go on the street corner, because they wouldn't come to me, so I would go to them. And I would minister to them after I prayed for them. And there are times I would stand there and I would end up having, I remember one time just having about six or seven guys on the street corner. And I just had a little prayer with them on the street corner. And I ministered to them and I shared the word of God with them on that street corner. And many of them right there gave their heart to the Lord. And come to find out, some of them were in church, grew up in church, but yet they were doing things outside of the faith. And some of them recommitted their life back to the Lord right on that street corner. You know, so it is certain powerful. I remember one, I did that and I was walking back to my house. And a lady and her son was driving by. They stopped me. I think they live in New Jersey, but they were passing by on that street when I did that. And they said, you know, I've never seen anybody do that before. That was quite amazing. I'm like, wow. I said, well, this is part of who I am, because Jesus was out in the street spreading the good news of the Lord, sharing the gospel, sharing salvation, healing the sick, raising the dead. He was doing all kind of stuff, performing miracles. He had multitude. He got crowds following him everywhere he went. So you know what? I was on this mission to just do what I can out in the street. You know, I had my little house, so I was doing my little service. But you know, if you ain't coming, I'ma come to you. That's what I feel, you know. And I tell you, being out in the street and ministering, sometimes when I moved to the apartment, I gave up that first house. I moved to the apartment and I'm walking the street and I'm ministering to people on the street, praying for them on the street corner. Oh, hallelujah. Right here in this little town. Oh, Lord Jesus. Some of these young men didn't have no job. And I was praying for them. They get a job. And next time I saw them, I don't know, I saw them some few weeks later, some of them came back to me and shared and told me, yes, thank you for praying. I got a job. Praise God. So, you know, I would use these little young men for little projects. And one of them, when he saw me another time, he said to me, every time I help you, I get blessed. So, you know, God just do what he does. He work his miracles through me, and I'm glad about it. I am grateful. I'm thankful that he chose me. Sometimes I get really fussy. I said, Lord, why you got to choose me for doing all these things? And he would answer back. He said, why not you? Sometimes I'm going through situations that, Lord, I said, why I keep going through? And he keeps saying, why not you? So I don't ask those questions no more. I don't be saying to God, why me? I don't say that to him no more, because it don't make no sense, because he going to come back and say, why not you? So, you know, when God is using you for doing great exploits for him, don't think it's robbery to do it. Just do it in his name. And do it all to the glory of God. I get excited when I'm on the street ministering. And I be in the freezing cold sometime. If you look up on my, those who joined my YouTube channel, you know, and you could see me out there in the freezing cold sometime. Oh my God, it be cold. Jesus, it be cold. And I said to the Lord one day, I said, Lord, only you I do this for. I ain't gonna do it for nobody else. I do it for you. Yes, I be out there ministering, telling others about Jesus. And I see the hand of God move. And I tell you, one come to the Lord, one say yes to the Lord. And I thank God the heavens are rejoicing that one. So even if I came out there and only one came, I'm at the park preaching, teaching the gospel, and only one came to hear it, it's all right. Because that one said yes to the Lord. And I'm just grateful. I'm just excited. Hallelujah. I'm so glad about it. So say to the living God, everyone that's hearing my voice, whether now or later, take time out your schedule. Come out of your houses. Come out of your churches, wherever you are, and share a word. Tell somebody. God bless you as you're passing them. You at the bus stop. Say good morning. Smile. You never know what you're doing. Hey, the smile brightens up somebody's day. You never know when you say a word, because you don't know what people are going through as they're passing you. You know, even if they don't answer, it's okay. You do your part. You're only responsible for yourself. You're not responsible for the next person. You're responsible for what you do. You're not worried about what the other person don't do. That's what I must say. You're responsible for what you do. As the word of God says, we all got to work out our own salvation with fear and trembling. Okay, so we're in this thing, you know, to make sure we do our part. God will get the glory out of it. When you're doing it, don't look for no escalates from people, you know, glory and honor from people. Nah, do it from your heart. And when you do it from your heart, don't worry about people not giving you this and that. Yeah, sometimes it's nice, you know, for you to be honored. But if it ain't happening, it's okay. Because the best honor comes from God. The best blessings, the blessing is sure. And you'd be surprised how things work out in your life. You know, you'd be surprised how you are protected and, you know, and even things may be falling out and, you know, but God work it out for you because you step out of your comfort zone. Stepping out of your comfort zone to share a word with someone is powerful. To empower someone is powerful. To enlighten someone is powerful. You never know what that word you share, positive word now, ain't no negative stuff here, positive word. Jesus loves you. Have a nice day. Good morning. Have a blessed day now. Something like that. You never know what God can use to turn somebody's life around. Because sometimes people walking past you, some of them on their way to commit suicide. You don't know that. But God knows the heart of man. God knows how man thinks. You'd be surprised what be going through people's minds. You'd be surprised. But you don't know that word that you share. That knock on that neighbor's door, you don't know. You have no idea. Just do your part. And God will do the rest. So you be encouraged today and get a chance. Read Psalm 84 again and allow it to minister to you. Make it become personal. Thank you, Jesus, today. Thank you, God, for strength this morning for everyone that has joined in on this platform and those on all the social media platforms are listening in. Thank you, Jesus, for every one of them, Lord God, even those who will listen to it later. Thank you for them, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, that they took even a second or a minute just to listen to even a short word, a prayer, something that would touch their heart, touch their mind, touch their spirit. And God, we bring before you one more time, as we've been praying, God, for our towns, our villages, Lord Jesus, our cities, God, our countries, Lord Jesus. Oh, Spirit of God, even in the bush this morning, God, we are praying, Jesus, that you will perform miracles. Lord God, perform healing of people's hearts, people's minds, people's spirit, God. Everyone that's mourning a loss, every family member, every time I turn around, somebody is dying. Lord Jesus, even just reading about, watching on YouTube, God, two young women, they were out at about 2 o'clock in the morning. They were hanging out, coming from a celebration, and they were sitting in the car at a gas station, and they had a person in the backseat of the car, somebody that they knew. And that person took their lives. They did not know that that person that they knew was sitting in the backseat, was taking their lives. And those young women lost their lives. And it was so sad at the gas station. They sat in that car at the gas station for 3 hours and people were passing back and forth and nobody called the police. 3 hours. Nobody didn't even care. And the person that committed the crime came back there at least once. After they left, they came back with somebody else and was taking things out of the car. Lord Jesus. But no one said anything. No one. People just nonchalant, just going about their day, not caring. Two women dead in the car. They didn't see no movement. Nobody paid attention. People don't even look at their surroundings. And those women sat in that car for those hours until the person was able to come back, trying to take out evidence out of the car. But thank God, one of them is caught and the other one is still out there. But we believe, God, that that other person will be caught. And Lord Jesus, we pray for people today that they pay attention. If something is not right, say something. Don't just be about yourself. We are our brother's keeper. We are our brother's keeper. And sometimes, it's unfortunate, sometimes people do jump in and help, and those people lose their lives. It's unfortunate those things happen. But the thing about it is, God, it's unfortunate, but they did it trying to help. And God, I pray for human thoughts, human thinking, that they love, that we love one another, God. We love one another. You said to love our neighbors as we love ourselves. Lord God, we should not be acting like, you know, that the other person is not important. We should not be doing that. We're supposed to care about others. And Lord God, do what we can as children of God to do, spread good seeds among your people. Spread good among the land. As we're walking down the street, we could be praying, whispering a prayer, walking on the sidewalk, doing things. Lord God, I remember you sent me to another park. And Lord God, right across the street from a church, you sent me to that park to pray that, because there was bloodshed in that park. You sent me there to put oil around that park. And I'm so thankful, God, out of obedience, I went. And to this day, there was no more bloodshed in that park. And I'm just so grateful for you, God. So, Lord Jesus, you lead us. You lead us to do wonders for you, God. And Lord Jesus, put it in many of our hearts to do something. Do something strange. Step out of our comfort zone, Lord Jesus. Do something different. Break the routine sometimes. Drive a different way. Stop, come out your car, say hello. You know, you're on your way home from work. Bring an extra meal. You never know. Somebody, you always see this person sitting there next to the store, don't have anything. You know, you go inside, you come out, you buy an extra meal for that person, something. The good you do will follow you. The bad you do as well. So the more we spread good, do good deeds and do wonders and help people, help our neighbor, you'd be surprised how things start happening in our lives. We check on that elderly person next door or down the street. Whatever little bit we can do, that's what God looks at. The little we can do. Remember, faith is like the grain of a mustard seed. If we have faith like that, we can move mountains. So if we do our little bit to make the world a better place, you will get blessings. There are more blessings coming to you. You know, I see little children doing things. I'm in the store and the children are running around the store. I stop. And I say to them, don't run around the store. Go back to your mommy. You know, it's not nice to run around the store because you can get hurt. Not only that, you can knock things over. You know, you got to be very careful. So You know, it takes a village to raise children. I know there's some mommies don't want you talking to their children, but sometimes you got to do it because children need guidance and we all can't do it ourselves. We always need help, you know, and it's important to, you know, somebody can help your child to say, don't do that. Go home. Walk away. You know, and if you see they're hurting, everything is okay. Maybe a pat on the back as you're passing. You never know what that touch can do. A pat on the shoulder. It's all right, honey. God has got this. Jesus has got you. Something little. You never know what you can do to change a mindset. Change the direction of someone's life. You know, and allow the Lord to lead you in paths unknown. Because the more you do for Christ is the more God will do for you when you keep flowing in Him. The Word of God said it. He will do for you for those who walk uprightly. He will never hold any good thing from you. So we just thank God this morning, Jesus, that you are turning people's lives around even now, God. And you are healing the hearts of people. You're healing sicknesses. Lord God, you're touching the pain. You are healing, God. You are performing miracles. We thank you this morning that you're doing it, God. And when you do things, you do it so well. And we are so, we're just feeling just great that we're in your presence. And we're thankful to you, God. And those who are experiencing every type of pressure this morning. Pressure in their job. Some of them who are in a gang situation, God, we're speaking right now. They're under pressure to take somebody's life. But Lord God, let them take the cowardly way out and run and say, I ain't doing that. They didn't do nothing to me. I changed my mind. I don't want to be a part of this gang. And Lord, sometimes they may say they change their mind and the gang want to hurt them. But God, I'm praying right now, Jesus. We are praying right now, God, that when they change their mind, that no harm will come to them, Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, that you will break up these gang affiliation, God, and those who are attempting right now to join the gang and be initiated, God. We pray right now, God, that they will not do so, Jesus. You change their path. Change the course of their life, God. We pray for our young people. Our young people need help, God. Lord Jesus, our young people need direction. Our young people need love. They need somebody to embrace them, to tell them, Jesus loves you and I love you too. Oh, bless the name of the Lord this morning. Oh, God, Lord Jesus, Holy Spirit, sweep through our towns, Lord God. Sweep through, Jesus. Heal, set free, and deliver, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for soothing our hearts, soothing our minds, soothing our spirit, God. In the name of Jesus. And as we lift our hands this morning in surrender to you, God, as we lift our hands this morning, wherever we are, Jesus, and to say, God, we appreciate you and we give you glory, honor, and praise. We surrender ourselves to you, surrender our lives. Desire more from you. And we thank you, Jesus, for just being there for us. And we bless you on today. And we love you, God, for who you are. And Lord Jesus, we will never forget, Lord God, to give you the glory, the honor, and the praise, Jesus. Won't forget, God. You're doing it right now, God. You're working in our favor, Lord Jesus. You are doing things supernatural. You're turning things around in our lives. Whatever we need, Jesus. We are homeless. We need some place to stay. We need some place to live. Provide. We need a job. We need some extra finances, God. Provide. Lord Jesus, thank you. We need some food on the table to feed the children this morning, God. Provide. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You're doing it right now. And we bless you. And we thank you in advance, God. Thank you in advance. Heal our city of Mount Vernon, New York, in unrest right now, God. And pray that more of us be on the wall for prayer. Because prayer is the prevention. Prevention is better than cure. So the more we pray, the more change will come. But we must pray an earnest prayer. According to James 5:16, says the effective earnest prayer of the righteous availeth much. So Lord God, the more we pray, intense prayer, fierce prayer, prayer that can move mountains, Lord Jesus, in our lives. Pray. The Bible says in 1 Thessalonians 5, do not stop. Pray without ceasing. Don't stop praying. Keep on believing God for change, because the more we pray, the more our faith is increased, the more you do wonders in our lives, because communication is powerful between you, God, and us, Lord Jesus. You love that communication. You love when we talk to you. You love when we abide in your temple, abide in your tabernacle. You love when we read the word and speak the word and pray the word and believe the word. Believe what we're saying. Believe what we are praying, God. Believe that if we finish praying, Lord Jesus, that you answered our prayer. We may not see it in the natural as yet, but we believe, God. We believe you, Jesus, that you have answered it, Lord God, even if it's not manifesting itself, because we are believing it through faith. And we thank you, Jesus, for victory on today, for everybody on this line. God, victory. As they're walking about, God, they got the victory today. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus, thank you. And God, I'm encouraging everybody on this line, no matter what you're going through, no matter what it feels like, look like, cut a step. Dance. Jesus. Clap your hands. And people look at you. Why are you so happy? Oh, and look at what you're going through. And you so happy. But it's okay. Because say in everything, I'm going to give God thanks. You never know what you're dancing, what you're, you know, you're singing. You run around the place and just giving God glory. You never know what it can do. It could break a yoke. He could break the chain. Ha! Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There is a songwriter, I think Tasha Cobb Leonard says, sings a song, break every chain. Break every chain. In the name of Jesus, he will break every chain. Hallelujah. So the name of Jesus is powerful. Hallelujah. It can do great things. So we just thankful to you today, God. Continue to cover us on the blood. And Lord God, as we separate from this line, God, but never from your presence. Thank you that you order our steps in you today, God. Order our steps in you, Jesus. Let us give everything to you. Our heart, soul, body, mind, and spirit. Let us give our children to you, God, and trust you with them, Jesus. Pray over them and send them out there, God, and send them with you, God. And God, we thank you for your covering upon our children. Pray for parents that more and more They cover their children in prayer because they can't be with them everywhere. But Jesus, you're everywhere. And we pray, God, we leave the children in your hand. We know that you're able, Lord God. Cover all our children, Jesus. And if they're not doing right, God, let something happen that they will think different, Father. Change the course of their lives right now. And God, those are running away from you and not serving you. Lord God, in time, you bring them to your fold. And we thank you, Jesus. I never stop praying for mine to come to the full knowledge of you. Lord God, the word of God is in their DNA. And even though they're adults, God, I don't care how far they go, God, they have to come back. And I did ask you, Jesus, not to let them leave this world without coming to know you as Savior and Lord. God, and I just don't want them just to wait until the end when they're on their last breath. No, God, I want them, God, to surrender their lives to you and live for you, Jesus, and do great exploits for you, Jesus. And I'm praying the same for everybody represent on this line and those are listening from everywhere who have children, grandchildren, nieces, nephews, who they're guarding over, whether the children are adopted. Don't make no difference, God. As long as that's my child or the neighbor's children, I'm praying, God, that every child will come to know Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord. I'm putting this prayer out there into the atmosphere, God. That every child will hear the word of God and it will turn their lives around. Every gangbanger this morning, I don't know why it's in my spirit to keep talking about the gangbangers. Prayed this morning. A lot of young people are joining these gangs. And I pray, God, that you will change the directory of their lives in the name of Jesus. Those are in the juvenile courts, the juvenile jail, Lord Jesus. Because I work there, God, and 8-year-olds to 17-year-olds, God, they could be younger doing stuff. But God, whatever their age is, Jesus, some of them use that prison as a revolving door. They go out and come back in. They break their parole and come back in. Lord Jesus, let them stop using the prison as a crutch. But let them go out and do the right thing and stay on the course of doing great exploits so their lives can be different. Even if they got to change a location to stop being around the friends. Lord God, help these young people to make better choices. Lord Jesus, help the parents to be good examples to their children so the children can follow the good examples that they put out there. Many of them come from single family homes. Many of them never had a father in their lives. Many of them don't have their mothers. Many of these children, their mama out in the street doing God, he knows what. Mama on drugs, mama hanging out, trying to get her next fix. Mama sometimes sell the children to get their fix. Lord Jesus, pray for mama today. Pray for daddy's today, getting his last drink on. He don't even know where he at. He woke up on that bridge. He don't know where he at right now. Mama don't know where she at right now. She woke up in somebody's bed trying to get a fix. But we pray this morning for the parents, the mothers, and the fathers. Lord Jesus, Lord God, children, they need help. They need guidance, God. They need someone to encourage them. And we pray for our teachers, God, that help these children, Lord God, instead of teaching them a curriculum about same-sex relationships, they should be teaching them how to love themselves, teaching them. We want to teach them something good. Teach them about developing good character. God, teach them about same-sex relationships at first grade. That's foolishness. Teach them how to love themselves and love others. Teach them how to be kind if you want to teach them something. Lord Jesus, turn these curriculums around. Flip these curriculums, God. Let them stop teaching the children this filth in the classroom. Lord Jesus, teach them something that would better their lives. Teach them something that they could use, Lord God. I remember when you had me in school, I would teach these children how to function, not only in the classroom, but on the street. Teach them manners, Lord G. Teach them how to say please, thank you, and excuse me. Lord God, this filthy curriculum is not necessary. And writing books to demonstrate little boys and little girls with grown men. Filthy, filthy. When we write books, let us write books that will empower others to change their lives, not to make their lives filthy and make it worse. No, God. And we bind up those people writing these filthy books, Lord God. Books that is not going to help to better them, just make things worse, Lord Jesus. I couldn't believe they have a book on, hitman, how to be a hitman. I did not even know they had books like that. Lord Jesus. I mean, why would you even write a book like that? But people, when you're writing books, people don't understand. Write books to empower somebody, to make somebody's life better, not to make it the opposite. Bitch, when you leave your mark, leave it with something good. Goodness and mercy will follow you all the days of your life. Write your thoughts. Write what God has delivered you from. Make somebody's life change for the better, not the worse. Lord Jesus, we got to remember we're leaving legacies for others to follow. So make your name, when you leave this earth, your stamp empowered someone. Your stamp. Let somebody do great things. Your stamp says, you know, I read Mary's book or John's book. You know, they encourage me to stand no matter what. They shared their lives and something turned around. Something resonated with me. I saw myself in their story. And if their lives can change, so can mine. That's what you want that person to say. Not the person to use your book and to hurt somebody else. No, that is not what it is. God didn't allow us to go through things for us to turn around and use it to do bad things, to do negative things. We want to do things. Turn what we're going through into power. Turn it into purpose. Turn our pain, that's the word, into purpose. Turn your pain into purpose today and see how God will not show up and show out in your lives. We thank you today, Jesus, that you're working it out for us, God, so you can get the glory out of our lives. And we bless you right now. And Lord God, as I run the race for the library trustee, Jesus, you put me in this arena, God. I ask you, God, that I believe, God, that it's time, Jesus, and you are working things out. And anybody who on this line and otherwise who are taking a chance to do more in their community, Jesus, impressing their hearts to do so. God, let them make a difference in some way, shape, or form. They got to start somewhere to change. Make a difference in our area where we live. Make a difference. Make somebody's life change today. And God, we thank you that you're opening doors and I complete the signatures and get enough signatures, God, and put it out there, God, and I get on the ballot. And I thank you, Jesus, for opening the doors. I thank you. And everybody that's running for something, Minister Lauren, Lord God, and Andre, everybody that's running for something, God, let the right person be in the positions. That way they can help the people in a positive way. Let everybody understand that the people in these government positions, God, in these political positions, wherever they are, Jesus, no matter where they are, let them realize, God, let them have it in their mindset, Jesus, I can't drive it home anymore, that they work for the people. The people don't work for them. And God, if they have that mindset, they will do more for the people, and it's not about them and their friends. And God, we got to change the trajectory, because many people are being discouraged from using their right to vote. They're being discouraged because of people going in and not doing what they say they're going to do. They make things worse at times. But God, let us realize we got to work together as a team for the good of the people, not for the good of ourselves. Lord Jesus, God, we thank you, God, that you are even in this climate of change, that you're in the midst of everything, God. And we thank you, God, for answered prayer. And we bless you right now, God. Lord Jesus, as we say thanks, name of the Father, name of the Son, name of the Holy Ghost. God bless everyone. Thank you so much for joining in to Women and Men of Excellence Outreach Ministries prayer line on today. This is Apostle Dr. Faith Walters. God bless you. Know that I love you, and Jesus, he loves you more. Have a fantabulous and awesome day. Goodbye.
Thank you for staying with us today. We invite you to come back again and join Apostle Faith live on Sundays at 2 p.m. for Bible education and church services, and Wednesdays at 2 p.m. for Feature Wednesdays, where we share messages from other kingdom leaders from within the WAMO network. Are you a kingdom leader with a message of hope and inspiration for the children of God? Send us an email with your message to support@wamo.org or join the WAMO Media Network via our website, wamo.org/network. Are you in need of prayer? Email prayer requests to support@wamo.org or join our prayer line, Monday mornings at 7 a.m.
Lord God, we thank you for being such a great God. We thank you for being a loving God, a gracious God.
We worship you, our Lord. You are worthy.
If you need help to overcome low self-worth, heal your marriage, restoration through therapy for children, teens, individuals, and couples, book an appointment for therapy with Dr. Faith at our website, wamo.org/counseling. You may also access self-help resources at our website, wamo.org/resources. If you would like to become a member, volunteer, or partner with WAMO Outreach Ministries, send your email to support@wamo.org. Come as you are. Why you should join this ministry? 1. To empower people for success in the kingdom of God through Bible education. 2. To provide support services for the upliftment and development of your community. 3. To empower children and youth to increase their knowledge and earning potential by advancing their skills and professional capacity. 4. To provide solutions for families who need shelter, a place for worship, skills development, and access growth opportunities for community leaders. And 5. To provide support and a source of hope for senior citizens, ex-convicts, and people in need. It's easy to support this ministry. Here is how you can help. Through tax-deductible giving, easily accessible everywhere via our website at wamo.org/give. You can give a one-time or monthly donation or contribute funding to one of our programs. Become a member of our community or volunteer team. Apply at our website at wamo.org/membership. Become a member of our network and let us work together to build and grow a strong, healthy community of kingdom advocates, empowering people for success in the kingdom of God. Sign up at our website, wamo.org/network. Other ways to join us and support the ministry. Subscribe on YouTube at WAMO Ministries, Apostle Faith Live. Follow us on Facebook and Instagram at WAMO Ministries. Contact us anytime at Women and Men of Excellence Outreach Ministries. P.O. Box 2077 Mount Vernon, New York 10551. Telephone 914 1-800-699-2482 and email support at wamoe.org. Your support and generosity will positively change lives.